flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Better than Wise Snacks. We're looking ahead to championship weekend in the NFL. Thoughts, predictions. A lot of Patriots fans nervous about Patrick Mahomes breathing down Tom Brady's neck. The Chiefs breathing down the Patriots' necks. And for more on this, we welcome in former Chargers linebacker Sean Merriman. He's here courtesy of Bet Online. You can check out Bet Online for AFC and NFC title game lines and props, Super Bowl futures, and look ahead lines for all potential Super Bowl matchups. Sean Merriman, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. Oh, we're doing great. We wanted to get to these championship game matchups, but just the big news in New England, first of all, this week is Josh McDaniels back for a third stint as play caller of the New England Patriots. You went against those offenses back in the early 2000s, mid-2000s. The personnel is different, but what do you think of the hire, and what sort of challenges did his offense present to you guys?
I always thought that Josh McDaniels was a good coordinator, offensive coordinator, no doubt. I mean, I said that back when we played against them. I said that, you know, anytime he was in those positions. I didn't think much of him as a head coach. And there's no shot at him. It's just there's different qualities, different things you have to do, and the temperament you have to have as a coordinator, as in running the team, right? When you're head coach, you kind of got to be the manager of players, coaches, personalities, attitudes. I mean, you become more of a manager than anything else, but there's no doubt as his offensive mind, he's always been really good when it comes to that.
What do you think of his chances having success without Tom Brady? Because he's tried it a few times. A couple seasons, he was all right without Brady, but for the most part, it's kind of struggled when he's had other quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think you mean as far as the Patriots quarterback position?
Well, no, just Josh McDaniels getting the most out of an offense when he doesn't have Tom Brady making the decisions.
First of all, I think Drake May can go. I think he can play extremely well. I think he's been put in some bad positions last year. There's nothing against Mayo at all. I think that Mayo should have another opportunity. It's just hard to pass up a Mike Vrabel when he's on the market, especially if he's visiting the Jets. The last thing you want to do is coach against Mike Vrabel in the division. That's one thing. So there's no shot to Mayo. But also, too, I think that May is put in some bad positions last year. I think the kid can absolutely play, and I think Josh McDaniels is going to bring out the most of him. He's going to realize what he got there and push him and challenge him just like he did with Tom Brady. I mean, I remember, you know, even back when we played, the back and forth that he would have, and it was a mutual respect that I think that he's going to bring to Drake May's game and take it to the next level.
One thing I know you didn't respect about the Patriots was the lights out dance they did to mock you after the divisional round in 06. You mentioned Vrabel. Was Vrabel one of those guys?
It was
Troy Brown. Who were those guys?
No, they all did it, but I got a picture of Vrabel doing it. I joke around with him, and I think he was a hell of a player. I always believe he was super smart as a player. But I think he's going to end up being a better coach than he was a player, because he was just so smart. And he still brings that level of toughness to a lot of these guys, especially this day and age. Game. You need a tough coach. You need somebody that's going to be disciplined. And also respected, man. It's such a big deal to have a respect level as a coach and also be able to relate to them. When you can relate to a guy and he respects you, you get the most out of every single player. And I think that's what is the upside and what Vrabel is really good at doing.
If you were playing against Patrick Mahomes now, how would you go about it? Because this guy's as good as he is. He's doing the late slides. He's doing the stop right before he gets out of bounds. He's flopping, looking for flags. How would you, Sean Merriman, go about defending Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, it's tough because I think at this point it's so blatant and obvious that it's frustrating people. And I'm not so much concerned or disgruntled about the refs. The refs are going to do what they're going to do. What I don't like is Patrick Mahomes complaining and looking for a flag every time he's touched or something happens he don't like, right? When he pulled up two feet within bounds and got pushed outside of bounds and looking for a flag after. Come on, man. Like, you're getting to the point where, what I hope that don't happen, he's being known as this guy and not the great quarterback that he is. You don't want to put yourself in that category where now you become the complainer. Now you become the whiner. Because that kind of it really brings you down and takes away from the greatness, which he is. There's no doubt about it. Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback we've seen, in my opinion, since Tom Brady. I really do believe that. But also, too, you don't want to be labeled as this guy that's complaining. If the refs want to throw flags and give you guys a new set of downs or give you penalties or flags that you don't deserve, that's one thing, put it on the refs. But we're starting to see him now get up and complain after every time that he's touched or hit something he doesn't like. You don't want to be known as that guy.
Sean Merriman, former Chargers linebacker, joining us here courtesy of Bet Online. Who was the worst whining quarterback during your playing days?
Tom, for sure. No, just joking.
It might have been.
That's not a bad answer. That's what it looked like from the outside looking in, yeah.
No, you know, Tom was actually a lot tougher than people said. He's even advocating now for the defense. If you see a lot of his interviews and him talking, he's advocating for the defense side of the ball. There was a time I hit Tom in 06 when we played these guys at home in San Diego, and I hit him from the blind side, and I literally thought Tom's head rolled off. I thought his helmet and his head rolled completely off. And, you know, I remember him getting down. He made this loud grunt noise. He got up, looked at me, and walked back to the huddle and just marched down the field. He's a tough guy at heart. But I think the NFL has gotten to a way where you want to start protecting your stars. Ever since when he hurt his knee, I believe, and it was in 08, 07, 08, whenever he got hurt, that, you know, 08, that's when everything changed. Because now you got the biggest name, the most known face in all of the sport out. And I think that it started to take a shift around it. And I'm not saying that it was Tom's fault. I think the NFL realized that, hey, this is a big business and we got to protect these guys by any means, because we can't have a Tom Brady missing any time for something happening like this. So the game, I believe, at that point started to change from 09, 010, 09 to 2010, I think that things really started to take a turn to protect quarterbacks.
Did you have a favorite quarterback to hit? Was it Brady? Was it Peyton Manning? Was it somebody else?
Yeah, it was always Tom. Tom is always the guy that got me up, that made me want to go, because, you know, even now, I was doing the NFL Network, I think, about a month or two ago before I came up. They were showing me sacking Tom Brady multiple times, right? And so when you have these big games against the great ones, you always get remembered up there. When they talk about the greatness of these quarterbacks, I know I got them all, right? I got Peyton Manning 2-3 times in the game. I got Tom Brady AFC Championship game multiple times. And so I've always was told, even as a kid, if you want to be mentioned up there with the greats, you got to get after them pretty well. So it's always, Tom will always be at the top of my list in all those conversations.
What does Mahomes have to do to catch Tom Brady, pass Tom Brady as the greatest quarterback of all time? What does he have to do?
Well, he's going to have, if he wins this game, he goes to Super Bowl and win again, he's going to have a one-up on Tom, because no one's ever done a three-peat. That's one. So he'll have that in his back pocket. I think he's already on the way, and I think he's in the conversation. Not because I think that he's going to win 6 or 7 Super Bowls. I think he's going to win a few more at least, no matter what. But Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, like all those, the nucleus of guys got to stay together in order for that to happen. And I believe that's why the Patriots won for so long. A good group of their guys, for the most part, especially early on in those championship years when they had Teddy Bruschi and they had Willie McGinnis and Vincent Wilfork, like they had a nucleus of guys that stayed together that allowed them to win multiple championships. So that's going to have to happen with Patrick in order for him to be mentioned up there and possibly surpass Tom at some point.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, last thing for me, Sean, I remember this is going back years ago, so maybe this has been squashed, but do you still have an issue with CM Punk at all?
No, we squashed it.
Okay. I know, because I remember, because then you guys were on a reality show together too, right? Weren't you on MTV Challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it. We did the challenge, and we squashed it. I thought, you know, so that whole thing, I think, was set up for us to go at each other, which we didn't know, because when I signed on to do the challenge, I didn't know that he was already on the show. They knew it. They
Got
knew
it.
That he was there. We had a problem, right? And so that thing was manufactured. But anyway, I think he's probably going to go down as one of the best to do it in WWE, and as such a big name and pivotal in the sport of WWE, as you guys know, that I've worked with and actually been involved with over a period of time, too. So.
Very good.
Well, I'll tell you what, they know what they're doing. When those producers,
the challenge
they know
is good stuff.
They know what they're doing, drumming up the controversy.
Uh-huh.
Sean Merriman, former Chargers linebacker, we appreciate the time. Check out all the latest Bet Online AFC, NFC title game lines, props, Super Bowl futures, and look ahead lines for all four potential Super Bowl matchups. Sean, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Make sure you guys download Lights Out Sports TV as well, my free ad-supported all-sports streaming platform. We got the East-West Shrine Bowl practices this weekend starting Saturday. 100th annual East-West Shrine Bowl to be live exclusively on Lights Out Sports TV. So, guys, make sure you download Lights Out Sports TV. We're on every smart TV, iOS, Android. But it's going to be a big, big weekend of college Shrine Bowl.
Okay.
Very good.
We'll get our scout on Lights Out TV. Sean, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right.
Sean Merriman.